Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Little Mary Mac, 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 her long shirt black, 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 stayed home from school, 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 from an asthma attack, attack, attack.
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Livestock futures today under quite a bit of pressure, with feeder cattle down $1.62 in January at $163.40. The March is down $1.60 at $165.87. The April $1.70 lower, $168.50. The March feeders kind of falling on hard times here the last 2 days or so, being lower both of those. But if you look back, I mean, in the month of November, we started off about $152 or $153. And right now we're $165.80, so quite a good rally in the last 40 or so calendar days. We're still above moving averages, which is a great sign long term, even with today's weakness in closing near the lows. Now the live cattle were down 67 in the December at $137.55. Yesterday we did not have any additional deliveries. The oldest date is still October of last year, so quite a bit of room there to work, over a year's worth of long live cattle positions. The cash trade is somewhere around 142, so that's quite a bit of a premium to the 137.55 December lives. February live cattle 55 lower at 138.67. The April's down 57 here at 141.87. And then lean hogs down $1.25 in December at 70.82. February's 50 cents lower at 76.05, but weakness across the board for the protein futures.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
A mixed day for the grain futures going into tomorrow's USDA report. We had corn steady, anywhere from 1 1/4 lower to a half cent higher. Put December at 584.5, now 1 3/4. The bean market was the strongest contract, 9 to 11 higher or so. January's about 1260 up 9 3/4. Chicago wheat down 11 to 14. Kansas City anywhere from 12 to 21. July Kansas City looks like it's going to be 807.5 or so, down 10 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, on the other hand, about unchanged here. March was down 3/4 at 10.35 3/4. And in today's cotton futures, March up 26 cents at 106.65. Tomorrow morning during the open, or during while the market's open at 11 a.m., we have a USDA monthly report. The wheat and bean U.S. ending stocks are expected to be a little bit higher for wheat and beans and a little bit lower for corn. 589 million bushels for wheat. Last month it was 583. Soybeans 352. Last month it was 340. I think those are both due to lower exports. Corn was 1.487. Last month was 1.493. And this morning we had a really big corn sale to Mexico, 1.844 million metric tons. That didn't really lift the corn futures as much as I thought it might.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.